Hey there, welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
And hello, my name is Andrea.
Well, hello again, Andrea. Nice of you to join us on a sunny Sunday or Monday. What am I talking about? It's Monday afternoon. Like it really matters. It's, you can be listening to this on Saturn where there are no days.
You know what? That's what long weekends are for, Eric. Breaking your brain.
Break my brain. My structured life has gone crazy. I don't even know up or down at this point. This is episode 501 of Tip Tap Tip. We got lots of good stuff today, including what was left under Rochelle's windshield wiper, an article in the New York Times about podcasting and crazy things which are going on in festival season in the USA. All that and more. Tip Tap Tip. Okay. So how's everybody doing? How's everybody's day going? What's your favorite thing of the day? I know. I don't even have to ask that question.
Yeah, you don't, because we have waited how long for this day to happen?
Rochelle's
years.
Pregnant
it's been
again.
Years. No. Oh my goodness. Stop it. Stop it.
A little bundle of joy arrived.
I would never ever order a new mattress if I was pregnant, because I would just wreck it.
That's true. That is true.
Yeah, we got a new mattress today.
And congratulations.
Yes. Andrea, you know, after pregnancy, your mattress gets busted.
After two pregnancies.
Yeah, but Andrea's had three pregnancies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, your mattress is toast. So, finally today, we got a new mattress.
Arrived on our doorstep.
And it's amazing. Me and Eric just spent a couple hours just laying there and just enjoying the comfort of
breathing
our new
in
mattress.
Those plastic fumes and enjoying our comfortable new mattress.
I don't even smell the fumes. You know why? Because I'm so fucking comfortable.
Wow. You drop an F-bomb in the first few minutes. You must be really, really...
It's been so long, Eric, that we were talking about getting a mattress. It has been so long. And finally, we were like, okay, we're going to do it. We're doing it.
We're biting the bullet.
We saved up the cash. We're going to do it.
We made a special trip to IKEA yesterday.
And we did not get distracted by other things.
Amazingly.
Really?
Okay, we
it didn't sound like that. She just told me about her shopping trip.
Okay, well yeah, but like we looked at other things, but we did not buy other things. We didn't buy our other child a bed, which he probably should have. No, we were like, no, this is for us. This is for us. This is for us.
This is our trip.
Stay on target. Because, you know, your parent, usually as parents, you put your kids first.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we didn't.
Awesome. Good for you. No stuffies. No IKEA stuffies.
No, not today.
No, and we were very tempted because there were some really cute ones.
Amazingly, we did not argue in IKEA. This is something that you
did or didn't?
We usually get into some sort of argument over like, no, we why do we need all this crap?
Oh, that's because that was the moment when you walked away, right?
I just kind of wandered away, like, you know, checked out other things. Checking out their new speaker/lamp things, and all the other interesting.
But as I'm putting stuff in the cart, you're like, you start pace. I saw it. It was almost going to happen.
I've trained myself very well. I'm like, all right, this is the point where.
No, you have not trained yourself well.
What do you mean?
You just walked away. It was like,
well, you had the card. What good would me standing there do?
What?
You had the card, right? When you're
what
paying,
are you talking about?
When you're paying for it.
No, I was talking about when I was shopping and looking at other stuff. You were like, oh, okay, bye.
Oh yeah, I did check out because I'm like, well, I wasn't really interested in the stuff that you were looking at, so I wandered ahead.
Yeah, that's better than you can enjoy your time looking at stuff.
But I thought the reason
pacing around.
Yeah, but I thought the reason why you wandered ahead is because you were like, why is she buying more stuff?
I'm okay, just to be clear.
Is that why?
No, I'm just not as into storage systems as you are.
I love storage systems.
Sorry, it's just not my thing. I like, you know, I'm looking at the I was checking out the specs on the the little speakers and just in case.
Yeah, and I couldn't give a shit about
speakers. Exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
Gender stereotypes, you two. Holy moly.
I know, I'm
what's your favorite section in IKEA?
I would say my favorite would be like kitchen. Mm-hmm. I like their lighting stuff. They have some cool stuff.
They do. Do you know that they have now speakers that are also lights?
Well, I just heard it right now from Eric.
I know. I was pretty excited about it.
I'm actually like making a little note in my head. I'm like, that's cool. Go see that.
And they're very compact. That's the thing that you know, we have this old stereo system, this old Bang & Olufsen that's beautiful, but broken, but still works enough for us to like stream music onto it.
Basically, it's a really
but it's
nice
so
looking.
So huge.
Yeah. So are they good looking lights though?
Yeah, they're cute. Yeah. Oh,
okay. They're nice little lights. They have like little orbs, speakers in the base.
Kind of like an orb kind of look.
I like those.
Yeah. Like it's not like a lamp.
We are not sponsored by IKEA. Just even though we've talked about
it. Even though when we get the new catalog, I will be reading it quietly on Tip Tap Tip.
Going over every page in detail.
Yeah.
But I think that probably covers your favorite thing this week.
Yeah, for sure. Of course.
But I did make a note.
What's your favorite thing?
But I did make a note of probably your least favorite thing, probably over the last 2 weeks, because you said this to me. As we're going to the folk festival, because it's actually, I feel like there's a ton of to catch up on, like, you know, between Rochelle's art show, folk festival, camping, all that stuff.
We've been busy, and Andrea has been gone. That's why I was so busy, because I had to, like, you know, make the time pass when I didn't have a friend.
Yeah.
But
I missed you too.
but I made a note of this. Rochelle's least favorite thing, at least on the night of the folk festival, is people exercising on stairs, not just running up and downstairs, but stopping, doing push-ups.
But that was just like one moment. You said that you made it sound like this is something that I absolutely hate so much that I think about it all the time.
You're like, Eric, look at that shirtless.
But when you use those stairs, it is a little annoying when people are like going by you really quickly and exercising. And you're just like, I just want to go up the stairs or down the stairs.
Like use them as stairs.
I'm going to demonstrate. It's like we're going down the stairs to the folk festival. And she's like, Eric, look at that shirtless guy. Do you think he's not wearing a shirt because he's exercising really hard? Or do you think he's not wearing a shirt because he's showing off? I'm giving everybody the benefit of the doubt. Like, well, maybe he's just really hot because he's exercising really hard.
Okay. Yeah. And you know what? This is a good conversation to get Andrea's input
on.
Because you are kind of stupid when it comes to...
Okay. Thank you.
When it comes to figuring out what people are doing, why people are doing something. You're like, well, maybe he's exercising. So this dude, my point that I was trying to make to Eric is that this guy is exercising and flaunting off his abs and his, you know, he's shirtless.
Yeah.
And he's a young dude and he's wearing a headband. Like, you don't need to wear a Rocky headband.
Well, hold on.
Hair.
To give the guy the benefit of the doubt, as someone who you know, who's exercise? I wear a hat because sometimes the sweat gets in my eyes.
Yes,
it's not just
not
for
the same thing. This is it's a fashion not just... choice. Okay, Andrea, my point is, dude wants to get laid, right? Dude is there to get action.
He's showing off his bod.
Yeah,
his hot bod. If he has a hot bod,
he was like 20-year-old. Like, yeah, I'm you know, like ripped and stuff.
Yeah,
and he's not wearing exercise shorts. He's wearing, you know, you can see he's specifically chosen this sort of cargo slash kind of looking shorts. They're not like Adidas, you know, and he's got this headband on. He's got long hair. Like, he's got a style going. He looks like a 70s athlete.
I'm having a hard time picturing this specific style, but I can see.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's there to get laid, right? Like,
well,
he's going
know.
Down.
Well,
to,
we don't know. Maybe he just.
He's going down to the. Or to get looked at.
Yeah, to get looked at.
Yeah.
At least.
Like, he's not minimum. Specifically like, I'm out to exercise, like Eric is saying.
I like to see the good in everybody. I like to think that everybody has an altruistic motive to whatever they do. Right?
I don't think there's a bad motive there.
Yeah.
It just is the reality that, you know, if you have a hot body and there's an opportunity to show it off, then you're going to probably do that.
Okay, well.
Yeah. And that's not a bad thing, Eric. That's how the species continues.
So what you're saying, Rochelle, is that when I...
Circle of life.
So what you're saying, Rochelle, is that...
Mr. Hot Bodies, getting it on.
So what you're saying yesterday, Rochelle, is that yesterday when I went out jogging, I probably should have just worn like a white t-shirt instead of my tank top.
I don't know. What's your point?
I didn't need to show my shoulders.
Your shoulders. Oh my goodness. You don't get it. It's not about how much you show.
Oh, okay.
You don't get it.
Apparently I'm clueless.
Yeah, you are.
I'm totally like...
How did you ever father two children?
I don't know. Whoops. Accident, I guess. I don't know. Still learning. Still figuring it out. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, sorry, you can't. This cannot be taught.
So you to
either, like, you get it or you don't.
All right. So when he paused between flights of stairs and then he did push-ups on like the benches.
Oh, come on.
That was not because he felt
okay,
that.
So Andrea, your interpretation of that?
My interpretation is he is showing off because you can do your push-ups like wherever. Why are you doing it like right in the middle? It's just like,
thank you.
Look at me. I am like seriously hot and strong and check me out.
Yeah. Yeah. And Eric, what's your interpretation of that?
Well, you know, sometimes, you know, you want to break up your strength and your cardio to get maximum.
Oh, my goodness. Someone watches too many workout videos.
I do watch a lot of workout videos. I know all these terminologies about things and stuff.
That is true. That is a thing of, what is it called, that type of training?
High intensity.
Yeah, but do you need to do it on the day that the folk festival is happening?
Well,
the stairs are packed with people going there.
I can't believe it did it on that day. They are packed.
It was a very high traffic.
And he was going down into the Eau Claire Park where folk festival is happening. Like, he's not doing that. He's doing that to get like his muscles pumped so that when he starts strutting his stuff in Eau Claire Park, the ladies are going to see him at full potential.
Mm-hmm. Right? I'm making mental notes. If I get single and I need to be out there on the market,
that is the staircase to hang out.
I know, right?
Yeah.
He's going to meet someone in the bushes over there.
Just to say.
I didn't even think about that. That probably happens a lot during folk festival. Hey?
Yeah.
Probably.
Ew.
Ew, gross.
So,
I wouldn't want to be on cleanup duty all down there.
Oh my goodness.
That's not a good volunteer job. I will not.
No, thank you.
All right. So apparently, we have.
Do you get that, Eric? Is that just exercising?
That's just exercising. Apparently, we have a difference of opinion. I like to think
they're breaking up their exercise routine
I like to think that people
with what
some more variety of movement
with other things.
Exactly,
all right,
yeah, it's
stretching, pure cardio
with glute bridges and abdominal core exercises.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, so
Andrea, what is your favorite thing?
Yes, yeah. What is your favorite thing this week?
I like watching Half Naked Men in Eau Claire Park. Oh, perfect.
I don't think my brain is working properly right now to even think about my week.
Because you just got back a few days ago, right?
Yeah, that's right. I just got back from Ontario. So I think probably my favorite is just being at home and doing not a lot.
Just chilling out and relaxing.
The ginger beer we had, it was really good.
It was really
good. Become a day drinker.
Cheers to that. I don't know, I just have coffee right now, but yeah that's what you get to do when you're a stay-at-home mom. Don't tell Eric.
Uh-oh. Mom is having a nap. Okay. That's where you're having a nap. Mom is passed out.
First you have the gin, then you have the nap.
Oh,
so and daddy gets home and you're happy.
so what you're telling me is you're not just drinking soda water. You're mixing it.
Why do you think I drink so much soda water? Because it goes good with gin.
Okay. There we go. It makes all the sense now. What's my favorite thing this week? My favorite thing this week is I always draw a blank on this. I feel like the dumbest dummy. when it comes to, you know, I should make a note.
You are the dumbest dummy.
My least favorite thing was mosquitoes when we were camping, but that's every year. If you go back to our archives, it's me complaining about mosquitoes every single year.
Yeah, you get viciously bitten. I don't really, like, I had a few bites, but I noticed our kids were just covered.
Especially
like,
the youngest one.
Toddler.
He was,
oh man.
He was eaten alive. And yeah. So I don't know.
But I have to say, though, that.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
When we're camping and you leave the tent door open, yeah, that doesn't really help.
Kiss.
I wonder who that could be directed towards.
Me and both of our children.
No, mostly you.
Yeah. So we had a very exciting camping trip.
So what was your favorite? You still haven't said anything. You have to pick you can't skip it.
I'm going to get back to it. But I want to talk about a camping trip first and how, and you haven't heard this, and how in our camping trip, on our 2.5 day camping trip,
yeah,
we managed to break like half of the vital equipment that we need for camping, including, here's our count, our double air mattress for Rochelle and I. First day, Bo's air mattress, which I don't think really ever worked properly anyways. And then we broke, I broke Rochelle's favorite thermos.
It was not my favorite thermos.
It was one of my,
a thermos.
I liked it.
That I, you know.
And I almost killed our entire family by having our camp stove light on fire, specifically the propane tank.
But none of our family was there, so you didn't almost kill our whole family. So don't be so overdramatic. You almost killed yourself.
Yeah.
And then our friend Adrian, who's camping next to us, comes down and he's like, "Let me just unscrew this propane that
it was literally on fire,
fueling the fire." Like good thing he did that because. I wouldn't even thought about that.
Yeah. So he just kind of dealt with that. So
yeah, our camping stove broke.
Because I hurled it. Like,
that's bad luck.
All of those things. I know. It was insane. So then finally, like, we're like, screw this. We just went into town and we had Dairy
Queen. We're having Dairy Queen. Because Rochelle. Like,
we're camping.
Because the hot dogs, which we were planning on eating that night, were forgotten. At home in Calgary.
I also forgot the hot dogs. I know. I'm like, how could you? That's like the one thing that we're.
Yeah,
we were gonna eat anyway. It was an adventure. Yep.
So there you go. My favorite thing my two favorite things of the last few weeks are Folk Fest and Rochelle's art show. I think it was awesome to see Rochelle's art in kind of a different context other than here and on our walls. It was just and to see new people who've never seen it before enjoy it and look at it.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah, you had a really good turnout. Like a lot of people came, so that's really cool.
Yeah, the new Edward Gallery was really great. Eddie was really good to deal with everything.
Yeah, he was awesome.
And people bought my art.
What? I didn't hear that.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
You didn't hear that?
No.
Yeah, I sold 3 paintings.
What?
And 4 drawings.
So it's no coincidence that we got.
That's a lot.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. You're an artist.
I can say that
you
now.
You can say it with confidently.
Yes, this is what I do.
Yeah.
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 Okay. So you could say that. That's what, 7 things?
Yeah.
7 things. So you have 7 years because I think you could say you're an artist as a job if you sell even 1 thing a year. And that's 7. So that's like 7 years of, you don't even
have to sell
anything. Awesome.
For seven years, I can say it still.
Okay.
And I have a next show lined up.
Yeah,
so awesome. And that happened from that as well. So that's pretty exciting.
So good things.
I'm pretty excited.
So this is all great news. I'm super happy. We've been talking about this on the show for a while, kind of, and I'm thankful for all the people who came out and checked it out. And
thank you for everybody who bought my artwork.
Yes,
and now has it hanging on their walls because that to me that's the best part. Is like, you know, people actually like it so much they want to hang it in their. In the house.
That's an honor.
I think that's very cool.
Yep.
Yeah.
People who are not relatives or friends.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah,
which
exactly.
Which is fantastic. Fantastic. Yeah.
The one drawing that I'm really, really happy that sold was the overflowing toilet.
Yes.
I love that one.
Because what did the person say?
She said, oh, when do you go to a gallery and you see a drawing or a painting of a toilet overflowing and yet it happens all the time?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I was like, yeah, that's so true. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was one of the, I think it was the second one that sold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you knew that person was going to buy it? Like they?
She was talking to me. I talked to everybody who was there. So I was there, yeah, the whole time that the show was on. Yeah, because I wanted to meet everybody who was there and talk to them. And it was just
a
good opportunity to be out there. And it was a little bit difficult to talk to people for so long because especially like, you know, on this Saturday, it was a little bit slower. But Eric came down and he was able to help out. And then the gallery owner, he had his apartment door open. So if I wanted to go in there for a coffee and just like take a break and stuff, that was okay, too. Mm. So.
Yeah,
it
worked out.
Awesome. And I brought cookies.
Cookies.
I was like, and that was a good thing because there were quite a few kids that came down. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. Kids can't drink alcohol, you know that. Right?
but they can stuff their face full of cookies.
Yeah.
So, Rochelle. Well, I don't know what you're doing, but you're out shopping one day and then you come back and you said, "Hey, well, Eric, look what I received on my car."
Oh, yeah. It was pretty funny. Andrea, do you want to read that?
So this was found under
a special private note that someone stuck in my windshield or in like the window of my driver's side door. And it was just I just was going to co-op to pick up a few things. Uh-huh. Anyway, do you want to read what the note says?
I will read this note.
Yes.
I'm going to try not to laugh. I can't believe someone went out of their way. They have these to give out, to be mean to people. Like, that's not putting good vibes into the world.
Nope.
So I disagree with this note, even though I'm reading it. Okay. I'm not agreeing with it.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay, there's a bunny with his bum, and he's pointing at his bum in a cartoon way. May I congratulate you on parking like a total douche? Seriously, was your seeing eye dog too busy to give you good parking advice?
All right, so there you go. Maybe I'll post a picture of this on
Seeing Eye Dog. Why would you have a?
Because you're like obviously blind because you cannot park.
Yeah. That's like insulting to blind people.
Yeah.
So picture this.
Driving blind people.
Yeah.
So picture this. Somewhere out there in our neighborhood is someone who went to that website because they didn't design it themselves. They printed this out on cardstock, which you probably had to buy specifically for this project. Cut it out and are carrying these around in their wallet, just looking around at a parking lot and
no, you know what? I think it was,
that's a lot of effort.
Okay.
That's
but no, I think it was the person who parked next to me. Mm. I'm just guessing because she was there and she was loading up her car and, she had parked next to me. So I'm guessing it was her. And also because, she looked like she was the type of person that would.
All right. A little bit of a bitch face.
A little bit anal to the point of having multiple shopping boxes, not even reusable bags, like multiple shopping boxes in the back of her vehicle that she had to organize in order to put her shopping stuff into the back. So I'm like, someone who goes to the extent of doing something like this is going to be anal, right? Like, and they're going to be wanting other people to be as perfect as they are in their parking skills. And you know what? I admit it, the parking job that I did was a total piece of shit parking job.
Okay.
It was. But you know what? I wasn't blocking the other person from parking. I was just a little bit on an angle because of the way I got into the spot.
Yeah. Well, people don't park perfectly all the time.
Yeah, I know.
Like, that's like a normal thing
and in it's
parking
not,
lots. Like, it's not even a really busy parking lot. That's what's kind of weird
about
it.
Totally not. Like, it is a huge parking lot.
Yeah.
Like, there is enough space that if I'm parked a little bit on an angle and you can't get your car in, and plus her car was just like this little tiny one.
Yeah.
Like a little tiny SUV. I think it just makes people feel better if they're perfectionists and other people are not living up to their standards. It's their way of being like, you know.
Yeah, you kind of feel bad for the people that are in this person's life.
Yeah. I got it. I looked at it and I just like, she was kind of looking at me like when I walked to the car door too.
Stink eye.
Yeah. A little stink eye. I don't know. I didn't pick up on it until afterwards. I was like, oh, that was probably her. Because I just looked at it and I read it and I was like, ah, and I just got back into the car. So I probably didn't satisfy her that I just laughed at it, which was my point exactly.
So speaking of weird passive aggressive things that people do, I was out jogging yesterday and I was at the corner of a busy intersection near our house. And just as I'm about to cross, this big black truck drives past me, and I think some guy leans out the passenger side window, and he screams. He screams, "Drive like a man!"
What?
I don't get it. I'm like, what is that supposed to mean? I was a bit confused because I don't usually get people yelling things at me from cars very often.
What are you talking about? That's like the second time. Remember when we were driving home? And
oh yes, this
so
is
funny.
We were this in our PT Cruiser.
This was a while ago. This car, I didn't get it at first. This car pulls up and it's like some dude in like his vintage sort of like Mustang or something.
Okay.
Windows rolled down and he looks over at us. Our windows are rolled down because we didn't have air conditioning and it was summer.
Yeah.
And he yells at us, the school zone is back there. And I was like, oh, okay, thanks. Like, I didn't, you know, like, thanks for the cautionary. You know, maybe we were driving too fast. And then I realized afterwards that he was being sarcastic because Eric was still driving the school zone speed
I was
limit.
Driving a speed limit. I looked down. I want to be very clear. I knew exactly how fast I was driving.
I know, but...
Everyone always drives, like, 10 over the speed limit.
Yeah,
the
and Eric
is... The speed limit is slow to other people. Yeah.
Yeah, and Eric is the person who drives the speed limit. So sometimes I do have to say that these are arguments that we have in the car. Is that...
These are arguments that every couple has in the car. Let's be clear.
Yeah, that's true.
We're not unique.
Okay, well, I think that you drive like a grandpa.
Okay.
So I'm going to agree with this person that yelled at you, if that's okay.
Every married... Every couple... Is there's they each have conflicting ways of driving, right?
I say it to you all the time, Doug.
Yeah,
like, drive like a man.
Drive like a man. But I'm not driving. I'm running.
You steer with your dick and two hands.
That, that would be driving like a man. No, I'd drive with my head behind, hands behind my head, just steering with my cock. That's driving
that's
like
how
a
you
man.
Drive like
driving
a man.
Like a man.
Yeah. Okay, if I could do that, I wish I could do that. That'd be a great talent. Anyways, so we went to Folk Fest, Rochelle's art show, and lots of other.
And at Folk Festival, we saw our favorite band, Belle and Sebastian. It was amazing.
It was a fun show. A lot of, I've never been to the Folk Festival before in my life, so I was not sure what to expect. Wow, Rochelle.
I know. I can't believe
you grew up in Calgary. I can't believe that. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just never worked out. Never.
But you know what? There usually isn't a band that we want to see there.
Now, like, we're too old. Like, it's hard to know, like, what the bands are. Like when there's a headliner, you're like, I don't know them.
Oh, no. Folk Festival is for old people.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
Well, who else did you know that was
but
playing?
It's funny because
that's a good point. I didn't know anyone else, but I didn't look at the lineup for anyone else. Eric just told me, Belle and Sebastian is coming here. And then we just bought tickets.
Yeah. Well, I think it was a pretty good idea that we bought it just for that one day because we weren't camping the very next day. So anyways.
What does that have to do with it?
I don't know.
I don't get it. No, but I think Folk Festival is like the other band, the other two people that played. Sharon
Van Etten and Toon Yards.
Yeah, you should check them out. They're really good. I really liked both of them.
Okay. I want to make very a new different. Playlist.
I went a couple years ago with my friend Natalie, and I don't remember all the bands that played them, but I remember liking at least one or two of them. And then when I was younger, I accidentally biked into the Folk Festival.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Score.
Yeah. So if you do something, like if you want to bike in somewhere and not pay to get in, you just have to not know that you're doing it.
Yeah. Because you have the confidence. You don't look guilty, right?
Yeah. So I thought for some reason that the bike pathway would go around the back of the stage and go around the folk festival. But actually, I was biking right into it and people didn't stop me. And then I got in there and my friends were like, Rochelle, why do you have your bike in here? You're not allowed to have your bike in here. And I was like, what? I'm inside. They were like, hide your bike in the trees. It's like, okay. So I hid my bike in the trees and then just hid my wristband, because you get a wristband. So if you don't have it on, they could tell. Mm. And, but I wasn't interested in any of the bands. I remember the Rankin family was playing.
Oh.
And I was just like, ew, why don't I want to listen to old people music?
I love old people.
So this is funny. It's funny you yeah. mention you getting into the folk festival accidentally, but this happened this previous weekend where I guess the Lollapalooza festival is still going on. And
is that the lesbian one?
No, that's that was
Lilith Fair.
Lilith Fair, Lollapalooza.
It's like rock kind of thing.
Yeah, like alternative rock.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
From so, back in the day.
Yeah, well, I guess the festival's still going on, right? And I guess this...
Oh, yeah, my cousin made me a tape one time called Rochellapalooza.
Oh, my goodness.
So, it was a good one. It was my favorite
here,
one.
So here's another way to get into a festival that other than biking in.
Fence jumping is a growing problem for the music festival. WGN's Gaynor Hall is live in Grant Park again with that story. Gaynor.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Micah. The fencing here at Michigan near Balboa has now been secured, but take a look at this cell phone video. The video shows what looks like dozens of fence jumpers trying to make their way into Lollapalooza for free. Police stop one young man who has a prosthetic leg while others...
That's very tactical of them, honestly. I don't approve of that. I would never do that because I would feel bad, you know, not paying the city.
Yeah, yeah. So that's the one guy they stop.
Oh, that is just rude of the cop.
That is so rude.
He just wants to get into it.
You should just like pretend to almost catch him and then let him in.
That's like, what is it called? Like when you're not treating people fairly because of their disability, like...
That's a
like
prime example.
Everyone is getting in except the kid with the disability.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
For putting on the festivals, we're not supporting the artists that are performing.
Scanner communication indicates it was a coordinated effort.
They're trying to rush the gates. And talking to this kid right now, he said they're all communicating via Snapchat and they're trying to get as many groups as they can to rush these gates.
This afternoon, several workers secured the fencing near Gate 3. Gate crashed.
Yeah, because some zip ties are really going to do the trick. Yeah.
Wow, this kind of makes adults look really stupid and kids look really smart.
All you need is...
They were well-coordinated. They were, like, working together.
Well, it's like what we talked about on the last episode where people are going to, like, all these people are, I don't know, are going to try and storm Area 51 in Nevada. Apparently lots of people have signed up, me included. But, you know, if you get enough people, just by sheer numbers, most of them are going to get in because there's only like what, however many security officers / cops to, they can only catch the guy with the prosthetic leg, right? When like, you know, the 99 other guys like hop the fence, get in. So.
And tickets to this concert are this festival are probably a lot.
Well, that's the thing is like all these festivals, like all these big festivals.
Yeah. And once you're in, like there's so many people.
Yeah. You just hide amongst the crowd. They can't just check everybody, right?
Not that I'm condoning this.
Yeah. I was going to say we should have like a legal point, whatever.
So next year.
We do not condone this behavior.
Tip does not condone fence jumping.
So next year, me and Rochelle are going to storm Folk Fest. Just the two of us.
I know exactly how to get in. We just have to swim through the river and come up on the bank and then you're in, right?
I think like, people were doing that, like being like on their boats and boating down and then coming and checking out the festival. I feel like they've done something to stop people because people used to do that and like go and then hop back on your boat and float away.
You know what I would like to do? I would like to start an underground bicycle theft action because people who ride their bike to Folk Festival, they've got some nice bikes.
You need a bike.
I need a bike, you know, and there was someone there. I was like, I'll take that one. That one looks really good. It had a chariot attached to it.
Yeah.
It looked like it might have been like an electric one. And these people look like they can afford to buy another one. So
yeah, and I've had at least 2-3 bikes stolen. So you know,
really,
I'm owed a bike.
Yeah,
we're, like just from your.
I had my bike stolen too.
Yeah,
from your house or from
I've had it stolen from my house, houses, and one from like outside. I like used one of those good locks on a post.
Oh, that reminds me. I should probably put Bo's bike in their backyard.
When I was in Amsterdam, they have so many bikes locked up that, and bicycle theft is just a booming industry there. This is something that needs to start here because more people are biking, but I don't feel like there's a big enough bicycle theft industry. I think there's a market for it.
Oh, yeah. This is something you think this should happen more?
No, I want to do it.
So you want to be the bicycle thief?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So they have these trucks and they'll just come and they'll just take, like, you know, those big metal things that all the bikes are attached to.
Yeah.
They don't even bother.
They'll just take the whole thing.
They just load up the whole thing with all the bikes on it.
And they'll sort it out later. Truck,
sort it out later. Repaint the bikes, whatever. And
that's a lot of work though.
Do you know how many bikes they would you would get?
And it's a lot of work though.
You know, if you do at least like $300 a bike and you get 20 bikes.
And I'm just going to say that, like, it is a little bit of a service to the community in the way that it's like, well, then be more careful with your belongings. It's a bike this time, but think of other belongings, right? So you're helping people in a way. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's a good deed.
It's like,
what?
It's kind of like Robin Hood, right? Like,
what? Like, what sort of twisted logic am I listening to? I'm like,
like stealing from the rich and giving to the poor.
That's right.
Yeah.
So you're only stealing the good bikes?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Of course.
All right. Not the piece of junk.
Why would we want to steal the piece of junk?
Because it's not locked up. I don't know.
And that's why it's not locked up, Eric. Okay. You're a bad thief. You're fired. You're not a part of it. Only me and Andrea.
I'm not part of your criminal organization.
You don't even know.
You don't understand. Yeah, I don't even have to lock my car. It's like its own theft protection.
Well, it's like, who would want to steal this? Or please do. Do me a favor.
Insurance.
Yeah. Fair enough.
And everyone sees that and they're like, pass.
Yeah,
that's like our PT Cruiser. I don't even know why we locked that car. Like,
well, we get a brand new PT Cruiser.
You break in, you steal some quarters and some CDs from the 90s.
All right. So this is a festival that we had talked about a while back. Woodstock 50 was going to go on this year, but it has officially been canceled.
The Woodstock 50th Anniversary Music Festival has officially been called off. Organizers on Wednesday blamed a series of unforeseen setbacks for forcing them to cancel the event, meant to mark 50 years since the famed 1969 celebration of peace, love, and music. The cancellation was widely expected after organizers lost funding and headliners including rapper Jay-Z and pop star Miley Cyrus pulled out. The three-day festival had been planned for mid-August, and after unsuccessful attempts at securing venues in New York State, organizers last week made a last-ditch effort to put on a free, scaled-back event at an amphitheater in Maryland. The nonprofit Bethel Woods Center for the Arts, the current owner of the field where the 1969 Woodstock Festival took place, also scaled back plans earlier this year for a three-day anniversary event. It will instead host separate concerts by Ringo Starr, Santana, and the Doobie Brothers.
Yeah, so this is something that Rochelle and I talked about a while back. When we had talked about it, the festival was struggling. This festival in particular seems like a case of cluelessness on part of the organizers in that they're trying to recapture the magic of the original Woodstock Festival and transplanted into a generation who gives no fucks about the original Woodstock Festival by pairing acts like Jay-Z, Miley Cyrus, etc. with some of the original acts. People who are going to these festivals, who are paying money to go to these festivals, are not going to be spending money to see John Sebastian of the Loving Spoonful, you know, and those original fans of these 1960s acts are not going to go see these modern acts. They have nothing to do with each other. It's like oil and vinegar. So of course you're splitting the audience, and then, you know, they had trouble, you know, securing venues. I think by the time that they canceled it, they were on three different venues. So people had been kind of shuffling around and not knowing what is going on. So ticket sales had stalled. So just shows you can't be everything to everybody. And you know, the people who are super into festivals are either going to Coachella, they're going to all these.
Do you know what's that? Yeah. What that is called?
What?
Identity crisis.
Identity crisis. That's right.
Yeah, they're having an identity crisis. They like, are. What is Woodstock?
It's like they felt like, oh, we need to have this 50th anniversary of Woodstock. It's gonna be the biggest thing ever. It's like, well, it was good what it was. And.
But it's probably also because, you know, a lot of their original audience is dying, unfortunately.
Yeah,
so
they're
then
not
going to
have
like,
a Woodstock 60.
Because they've had other anniversaries. Like, I remember when I was in high school, there was a Woodstock anniversary, and it's not the same.
It's not the same. You can't.
At all, right? Like, it's just, I don't know.
It's also, you know, it's music industry is so different, too. Like, you can't do acid and smoke weed and get naked and be like hippie like to Jay-Z. Like, that's just doesn't seem like it goes with Woodstock.
No, it's not the same. It's not the same. It's a different era. It's a totally different audience who care about.
Well, my first thought is because, you know, as they're telling this news story, they're showing pictures of the original Woodstock. And I see so many rules that are being broken just in this little bit of footage that you're just like, this would never fly right now.
Yeah.
Like, people are sitting on the back beds of trucks just rolling in. There's like five or six or seven people jammed into a little Volkswagen Beetle with no seatbelts. Like,
yeah.
It's just not the same time. And I'm thinking of like the pictures from Life magazine of Woodstock Festival of people in the pond naked.
The spirit of Woodstock, like, is close.
It's not. It was a special moment in time.
The spirit of Woodstock is closer to those 100 of guys trying to jump into Lollapalooza than it is the thousands of people who pay for regular concerts. Because if you look at this picture here, like, this is just. It happened organically. Like, you know, the original Woodstock Festival, it was planned to be big, but then it just kind of grew huge.
Well, and it wasn't even monitored by the police or anything. Wasn't it monitored by the Hell's Angels?
No, that was something else. That was a different concert.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So anyways, so it's...
I kind of, like, I wish that I could have experienced something like Woodstock where there was just no rules, because, you know, when we're at folk festival, there's just so many stupid rules.
Oh yeah. This is the thing. They had a beer garden, but plus they had this segregated cannabis smoking area.
Oh, okay. Right. I heard
but
about that.
But the segregated cannabis smoking area was all the way in the back. Like, I think you actually had to go out of the festival and go to a different area. And then so of course that's not going to happen. That's like, you think people are going to leave the stage when their band is playing to go to the segregated cannabis section?
Yeah.
Stupid. And then the beer garden is also like way behind a bunch of trees. Mm-hmm. So if you're in the beer garden, you can't actually watch your band.
Yeah. I think beer garden in itself is annoying. I think people should just be able to have their beer.
Like, one or two,
like,
beers
wherever.
Is not going to, like... I know, it seems silly.
Why do they have to do this? I mean, is it because children are allowed?
It's exactly because it's a family event.
When I was in Montreal last year, it was so nice. We got our beer and then we were like in the festival thing. There were performers, whatever. It's just like a park, whatever. And we're just having our beer.
Yeah.
It's clearly a beer because it looks like a beer.
Yeah.
If you didn't teach your children not to drink like something that looks like a beer, this is a great opportunity.
If you treat them. If you treat adults,
it's beer. It's 5% alcohol, which is very low. It's not like people are drinking whiskey.
Yeah,
taking shots or whatever.
And why can't adults be trusted at all?
Mm-hmm.
It's so stupid.
Yep.
It's a fun ruiner. Calgary is a fun ruiner with all of its rules. And then you can't smoke. You have to like go to a private smoking. Oh, you have to go to the cannabis smoking section to smoke. Anything, I think.
It's just like a
fuck off. Like, seriously.
High for free then, because
I'm like, I remember going to I don't know, festivals when I was a teenager, and you could stand by the stage holding your beer, holding your cigarette, and watch the fucking band like all at the same time.
Yeah. That was maybe against rules.
It didn't
rules.
Seem like a luxury at all.
Yeah.
No.
It wasn't against the rules.
Oh.
It was okay. Like, you could do that. Yeah.
Well, we should have those times again.
We should. You know what? There's only one solution to this, Rochelle.
What?
We have to hold our own festival.
In our backyard. Yep. Yeah.
And you can smoke cannabis. You can drink beer. We'll have the Red Hot Chili Peppers play on our deck. We got times.
I don't really like them.
I know. It popped into my head. I don't know. So it could be anybody else, but we'll have them play on our deck. I'll just have to clear out the deck chairs and maybe show over the barbecue so they can store all their instruments and stuff. Be good times.
All right.
We'll set up their lawn chairs.
No, I don't really want to do this. I don't want to, because then I have to clean up everything afterwards. How about we do it somewhere else?
The Tip Tap Tip music festival. The Tip Tap Tip music festival has been canceled before
it
even started.
Let's do this. Let's do it. Why don't we do it Woodstock?
Organizer fighting.
Okay, Woodstock style. We'll do it Woodstock style. We just send out a message to everybody. Show up at Riley Park. This time, there will be a band. Bring your beer. Bring your drugs. Bring your cigarettes.
Yeah.
And just show up there.
And I bet someone will show up with a guitar, because people will always show up with a guitar. And that will be like, you don't even have to organize
but
who's playing.
Do you really want the person who just shows up with a guitar to play? Because sometimes they're not actually good.
You know what? You can only hear so many.
You're going to be drunk and high. It's fine.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
You can only.
Anything sounds good then. As long as you don't buy the CD.
You can only hear so many bad renditions of Wonderwall on an acoustic guitar. Before you're done.
And that is a note for you to now play it on the guitar.
Nope, I don't even know how to play it. So so this is a question which popped up in a story that I showed Rochelle this last night.
Can I have some of your beverage?
You can certainly have some of my beverage.
Thank you.
That popped up in a story in the New York Times, and their question was, have we hit peak podcast? It was an interesting article, because it was talking about how people come into podcasting with the expectation that they're going to make a lot of money after like 5 episodes, and they're going to be approached by advertisers, and then they quickly fold their operation after they realize that podcasting isn't necessarily the big moneymaker that they had thought out.
And so let's be clear that Tip Tap Tip is making millions of dollars now at episode 501.
People don't know that it takes work. Like, how much time do you take just to find all these clips and everything? Like, I don't think people realize. They just think, oh, we're just going to talk and we're hilarious and we're awesome.
I know.
Yeah, people think it's easy. Yeah.
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 Rochelle made
We thought it was easy too before we started doing it.
To put this in perspective, Rochelle has.
Actually, you know what? I still think it's easy. I don't really have to do anything.
Do all the work. Rochelle has made more money at her artwork in one show that Tip Tap Tip has ever made. So.
Yeah, we have had some listeners send us stuff in the mail, though, and I really appreciate
that.
And even just when listeners send us emails, I think that's really cool.
So that's just a hint.
Tiptaptip.com. Okay, I'm just saying it. That was not a hint. I was not suggesting it. I was just saying it. Shut up.
Okay, let me always do this.
It's a segue.
No, hold on.
I'm not asking for anything, okay? I'm just making a note that it's nice. That's all.
Okay, this is Eric demanding things.
Stop it.
Info at tiptaptip.com.
Sometimes I think you're like a little puppy. You're like, pet me.
Yeah, I want.
Yeah, you are.
I need affirmation. I need to know that I'm doing a good job. I need people to say, you know, I really like the thing you do.
Okay. You're doing a good job.
Not other people.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, back to this article with the question, have we... So they talk about a couple of people who started podcasts. It says here in 2016, Morgan Mandriotta and Lester Lee, two freelance writers looking to grow their personal brands, decided to start a podcast. They called it The Advice Podcast and put about as much energy into the show's production as they did their name. After all, no one was paying for them for this yet. Each week, the friends, neither of whom had professional experience dispensing advice, met in a free room at the local library, and recorded themselves chatting with an iPhone 5. And then they, she says, "We assumed we'd be huge with affiliate marketing deals and advertisements," Miss Mandriota said. But six episodes in, with neither Casper mattresses or Me Undies had come to when neither Casper mattresses or Me Undies had come knocking, the friends had quit. So,
yeah.
So, this is a long article, but and I did get Rochelle to read it. But the gist of the article is that podcasting is hard. A lot of people are doing it. There's tons of podcasters, mm-hmm. And so go ahead, Rochelle.
This is the part that I liked. I don't know who Mr. Harbinger is. He gave a talk, "For the love of God, please don't start another podcast." It's sort of a tongue in cheek, obviously, he said. "I love podcasting, and the more shows in the mix, the better, as long as they're done by someone who actually cares, as isn't just trying to get a piece of the pie. What needs to be created," he said, "is a real conversation that will benefit the audience, not the host." So I think that, you know, like a lot of the times people get into podcasting thinking like, "Oh, I'm going to get this from it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to become famous from it, or I'm gonna get what like those people wanted, like money from advertisers and stuff like that." And if you go into it that way, then it's you're not gonna get anything from it, because I don't know, it's just like starting a YouTube video. If you start it with the intention of becoming famous, most likely you're not.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's a couple of interesting stats here. One of which was, between March and May of this year, only 19.3 of existing podcasts introduced a new episode. So about 20% of podcasts actually produced a new episode between March and May of this year. Steve Pratt, a veteran of CBC producer, who now runs a podcasting company called Pacific Content, actively discourages his clients from starting new interview shows. He says, "People assume that all a podcast is two people, sometimes three, talking unedited for 2 hours, 3 hours," he said. "Just because Joe Rogan can do it well," Mr. Pratt said, "doesn't mean the average Joe can." He likes to remind clients that the average American commute is under half an hour, about 27 minutes. So you got to respect people's time. You could do better than 90% of interview podcasts by cutting out the boring stuff. The key is to put yourself out into the listener's shoes over and over again. There was one more. This is my favorite.
And you know what? I have to agree with that. Like, because we have had lots of different people on this show, and we used to have more guests on the show, and I found it really difficult because I'm not like Andrea. You're a great
just
guest
right here.
You're a great guest because we
Sad
know
puppy
you.
Eyes.
Well, and we know you really well, and you do a podcast as well, so you're comfortable with the format. But when people come to you and they're not, they haven't had any experience podcasting, and they don't really know our show that well, and they don't really know me and Eric that well.
And you're also very forgiving of our crazy schedule, and sometimes
No, but that's not what I'm talking about, okay? I'm not talking about our schedule. I'm talking about having a conversation sometimes is difficult on the podcast. And holding the topic, too.
Yeah.
Like
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because then Eric will, like, just say something stupid and just derail the topic.
Yeah.
What? That's your job. You're the one who derails.
You just did it. You just derailed the top. The point that I was just trying to make.
Because Eric does not edit. Like, he really does do this format this guy's talking about. It's like really.
So don't do what I do, basically.
Where I do my podcast, I edit like crazy to keep it under, because I'm not concise and I don't stay, or I repeat the same idea again and again. So
I don't have time for editing.
Yeah, but we also decided originally that we weren't going to edit so that it keeps, keep the flow, and that so that it's natural.
We're just become pros.
But you guys can do it. You guys have got it figured out. But a lot of people don't realize, that it can be very boring. Like, you guys keep it going. Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say that like 100% of the time. Sometimes there are moments where I was like, "Oh, I don't know if that was a good show or not." Right? Sometimes you don't know, but it's taken many years for us to like figure out how to do that too.
This is my
also many years of figuring out how not to say like and a lot.
I still say that, and every time I listen back to a podcast, I feel like smacking myself in the face when I say that. My favorite quote from this article is this, and because it speaks to my heart. being a podcast host plays into people's self-importance. Okay, I got it. Fair enough.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And it projects that importance to others. Public speaking and consulting gigs often now go to the person who's the expert and has the podcast.
Speaking of podcasting, Andrea has a podcast.
Oh, yeah.
I do, and I'm super excited, so I'm going to promote it right now because my next episode is it's a parenting podcast, and it's parenting for diversity. So if you are a parent and you're in Calgary, I have a really great interview that I'm going to be doing this week, actually, with an organization for the LGBTQ community, and they do like all sorts of information for parents and all sorts of stuff. So I think there's going to be a lot of good information for people.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear that.
Yeah.
And you got new equipment.
I know.
I did. I got a new microphone. I didn't bring it here today because I didn't know that might be overstepping my boundaries here.
Oh, you bring your own microphone to the...
It warms my voice, Eric.
Eric would be so insulted.
No, I'd be impressed. It's like,
what, our equipment is not good enough for you?
No,
oh my
goodness. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of like those people who compete in professional video game competitions who bring their own controller from home. Like, no, this is my controller. This is the one I'm playing on.
I kind of get that though. I understand that.
It's a piece of plastic made from the same mold. You know, they bring, you know,
like it's actually the same,
but it's theirs.
The exact same. Okay. I don't know how those things work. Whatever.
But yeah, I have to admit, Andrew, I was kind of jealous. You texted me. It's like, so my dad gave me this microphone. It's like this, you know, I'm like, oh, really? He just had that lying around and he didn't want to use it. He's like, it's like, you know, I'm jealous because it's kind of a step up from the little Zoom H2 that we have.
It's an H4, everyone. H4.
I don't even know what that
is. It's two more. It's two better.
Better, but there's other better ones out there. So, you know.
Oh, I see Eric is scratching his head. He's like, I'm going to go on Amazon right now. See if I can buy it.
No, we have the...
Like, Rochelle got her new mattress. I get a new microphone.
No, I'm just letting you know that
I know how your brain works, Eric. No, I know what's
with
going
my, with
on.
With my birthday coming up, I am already... Pre-justifying in my mind to make a frivolous purchase of something. I don't know what yet.
Good thing I was almost going to get you this gift card for him from the grocery store. One of those, gift cards or whatever. But then I saw the stores on it. I was like, Indigo. No, he doesn't shop there. Bay. Yeah.
Bay. Yeah.
Another one was the sporting store, like that one for fishing or whatever.
Cabela or...
So yeah, something like that. I was like, no. There was only one store that you would have shopped at.
Okay.
So it's kind of pointless. Mm. Yeah. So good thing I didn't.
I would have bought
the underwear.
However much beef jerky one person can get with that at the other grocery.
From Cabela's. Oh, that's disgusting.
Oh, from Cabela's, yeah. So I don't know about you, but I've it seems like out of nowhere. I've seen these things spring up around Calgary, and I'm sure I think they have them in the other cities as well.
Oh, I'm super excited. I think I know what it is.
Yeah, we're talking about the Lime bikes, the Lime scooters more recently, and I see them everywhere. It's like they're like rabbits. They reproduce.
Yeah.
They're everywhere.
Scooters now, I see them. I didn't see people really using the bikes. I just saw them like abandoned, like literally in the middle of the sidewalk. It's just like someone was riding and then they like ran out of time or something.
Or they're done.
And they just got off the bike. It's like you didn't even put it to the side.
So
but they're allowed to do that, right? They don't have to put it anywhere specifically.
Yeah, because people
I don't understand that.
It's
like how
weird.
Do they keep track of them?
GPS. Each of them have a GPS inside it.
I understand that, but what, do they just leave them there then?
Pretty much.
And then someone finds it on their whatever, probably app or something. And
so
then
it's
they
like
go
the car to goes, but bicycle form.
Essentially. Yeah. So yeah, there's some concerns in our city of Calgary over safety because people are just riding them like total jerks.
It's been a lot of fun. We saw them. I thought, let's go give it a wee go. It's a nice day.
That's pretty fun. This is my first time. I've been on it for about 2 or 3 minutes. It's pretty easy once you get going. You just got to be careful with the throttle.
The e-scooter pilot program launched this month, with thousands being quickly made available. You scan a QR code on the scooter, connect it to an app and your credit card, and you're off. While for most it's been a positive experience, there are some concerns.
I've seen some scooters this morning. Well, more than one person on, underage, and some of them don't seem to be very confident as to their balance. So I'm just a little worried that there will be incidents.
So what are the rules? You must be 18 years old to ride the scooters. Only one person is allowed on a scooter at a time. You can ride on sidewalks, pathways, and in bike lanes as well. The rule that has some confused is the fact that you are not allowed to ride the scooters on the road, and you cannot ride while under the influence.
Oh, man. What are you...
And how are they implementing these rules? Because they seem, all of them seem very breakable.
Yeah.
Like nobody's standing next to the scooter monitoring you or anything like that. This is stupid.
But the gross part is, which I didn't think of, there's helmet sharing. They come with a helmet, right? So you are putting that helmet on your head. It was just on someone else's head.
Is there like a hairnet or some sort of barrier?
Like, so if I need a new bike helmet, I can just take it.
I wonder if people even wear helmets. Was that a rule?
It's encouraged, but I don't. I never saw
people with helmets.
I have not seen the people that I've seen riding the scooter around. I haven't seen anybody wearing a helmet.
Okay. I don't see why I don't see why they would have helmets, because they would just get taken.
Yeah, because just on the video they showed like the helmets hanging there, but probably people just take them off and ride away. Because I would not put that helmet on my head. Mm.
No, but also people who need bike helmets for their own personal use. Like, why wouldn't they just steal them?
Oh, that's a good point.
I am a stealer. I secretly am a stealer.
You're on fire with stealing ideas.
I want to, like, rob everybody. So I'm just Robin Hood. Just in a Robin Hood mood.
You're just into stealing everything. I should send you to the
bulk. I'm gonna go to the bulk section.
Yeah, I'm sending you to Bulk Barn.
And you'll Bulk Barn.
You come back
with lots of pockets.
You come back with like a underwear full of trail mix or something like that.
Oh, that's why people get cargo pants. Now I get it.
That guy was going to hit the bulk barn after his workout.
That's exactly because because their cargo pants are full of yogurt covered raisins.
Yeah, that's such a good idea.
Because those are the
Who's
best.
Who's gonna be like, let me search your pants pockets?
Go. Where do you start? I have 30 pockets. And those are just the ones you see. All right, let's talk about scooters.
Except of the scooters is one that owner of Vermin Scooters, David Grant, says is great as long as riders are staying safe.
What we've noticed, though, is I haven't seen anybody yet wearing a helmet at any time while riding the scooters. And they get up to 20K, which I think is pretty fast. So if they were to encounter a pedestrian or another vehicle, especially not wearing a helmet, I would see that as kind of scary.
City officials say riders will be held accountable should they disobey the rules set out for the pilot project.
If they're interfering with pedestrians on the sidewalk, by law, CPS could give tickets. Specifically to operating under the influence or anything like that, that would be something CPS could and would ticket if they see that.
That is such a good idea.
What's
that? Go down to the river, in Calgary, smoke a joint, and then ride an e-scooter.
Oh, I imagine.
That's such a good idea. Yeah. I would totally do that.
I would, yeah.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
This is your plan?
Thank you, news.
Forgive me all these bad
ideas. I wouldn't do that because that's against the law.
Of course.
All right.
Now, if riders don't follow the rules, they could be facing a $25 ticket for riding on the street and $150 if they interfere with pedestrians. The pilot program will run until the end of October 2020, breaking for the winter. And afterwards, the City of Calgary will evaluate the value and impact of the scooter sharing project and whether to allow it going forward.
All right. Anyways, so
do people go to school to learn how to talk like that?
Yeah, they go to journalism
going
school.
Going forward.
Yeah, it's journalism talk.
Yes, they do.
So I was looking into these e-scooters, just seeing how much they would cost. So to rent one, there's two companies who do it in Calgary now. One's Lime and the other's Bird. I don't come up with these names. So it's $1 to even start before you even start moving. And then it's depending on the company, it's around 30 cents a minute on these things. So that adds up pretty quick. 3 minute ride's a buck. 10 minute ride's like $3.
Yeah, you can't get very far in 3 minutes. Okay, do you guys remember that movie, that kids movie? Is it the robot one? And then there's that spaceship.
Loving this game.
The people. Yeah.
let's guess the movie. All right.
Wall-E.
Yes,
okay.
Wall-E.
Okay, and then there's like the spaceship where the people leave the planet Earth because they've wrecked it with all their crap. Mm-hmm. And then they live
I know exactly what you're getting at.
And then all the people don't walk. They yep. just ride around on their thing.
Exactly.
Isn't that what these scooters remind us of?
It is. It's not exactly. active at all, is it?
It's not.
There's no.
No, that's exactly what I thought. It's like another excuse for people not to walk anywhere.
Yeah, and it's kind of sad because these people are riding these e-scooters yeah. on those beautiful bicycle pathways mm-hmm. that are really nice. Like I remember biking when I lived downtown. I would bike down there, walk down there. And I don't think they should allow electric things like that on those pathways. Mm-hmm. Like, I think those pathways should be meant for, you know, exercising.
Like walking, running.
Yeah.
Rollerblading.
Yeah. And especially like when I was on my bike, it was very difficult to steer sometimes around all the people when I was trying to go really fast. And so these things go really fast.
Yeah.
And you don't even have to make any sort of effort to go fast.
Yeah.
I don't, well, think, like, I don't think they should allow
both
it.
The scooters.
20K, like that's like
the scooters and
10 under the school zone.
And the bikes are, I think
limit, that's
right?
true. Yeah.
And I think all the bikes are powered too.
You yeah, know. That's what
yeah.
I, yeah, so
the bikes are powered least, too.
Yeah.
You can't oh. actually pedal a bike where these scooters, you can't just be like, oh, I want to turn it off and just like push with my feet. I no. don't think you can do that on those.
No,
scooters.
They're all.
You actually have to use the motor. Where the bikes, you could actually get some exercise if yeah. you choose.
Only that.
Huh.
Hmm. I think it's kind of wrecking it. It's wrecking the vibe.
Well, especially when you like
those bad pathways.
Like that,
but just seeing them out, because I saw like quite a few just on my way here, mm-hmm. which is yeah. not a big ride, and it's outside yeah. of the core of the city. And it's kind of nice to see people kind of out. People look happy on them and like out, which is better than just like in your house. It's kind of nice community feel. That's yeah, but, my argument for it.
Okay.
That's your.
Just wait until like five of them end up on your lawn.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. The
kids, and no one comes to get them. You're like, fuck these e-scooters.
So we're, yeah, screw those things.
Okay. I have a Robin Hood project.
Sure.
We take, we take the e-scooters, we dismantle the GPS, we paint them, resell them.
I feel like they've already thought of this. I feel like this is something that they would have, you know, it, they would
yes,
have...
but do they know that I have a special computer tech person right here?
Oh, you're looking at...
You know, like that guy from all the 90s movies that has the glasses and they're like, I can hack in. You're like that guy, right?
I'm your nerd?
Yeah.
I'm, don't worry. And then he just kind of taps a few keys. Like, I've infiltrated the CIA.
Yeah.
I love those movies that it always comes down to someone trying to guess someone's password.
And they always guess it the first try.
Like, yeah. They're supposed to be like this crazy hacker and they're like, what's your password?
What is your password?
My password is...
Password.
You know, I'm going to tell you what my trick is I just steal Eric's password because no one would ever guess. Mm. Oh, shoot. Now I just
Uh-oh, now people are going to guess. We're going to wrap up the show with a couple of Craigslist misconnections. I don't know. Have we read these on the show with you before?
I think I've heard.
Yeah, we have two of them. So.
All right. Mackenzie Town Petrocan in Calgary. Very attractive, short-haired brunette in shorts with a sleeve tattoo getting Frosters for you and who I presume was your daughter. You have a great smile, and did I mention you're very attractive? I would enjoy bumping into you again. Okay, I'm going to do a man's voice.
Okay, go for it.
And for the record, the very attractive, short-haired brunette in shorts is a woman. I'm a man.
Oh, yeah.
If you're a dude, let's not click send, shall we?
He just wants to be clear.
That's weird.
That he's not into dudes.
Yeah, doesn't he know that's when you put those like code letters, like man for woman, like M for S, I know. Or whatever.
There's all this language in the Myths Connections that I didn't know about, these code words.
Okay, next one. Moxie's.
This is my favorite one.
Moxie's. Moxie's is a restaurant.
So just to be clear, this is written in all caps.
Yeah.
Just so you can visualize this.
Yeah. Moxie's Shaughnessy, which is the place, the area, Friday Eve.
So read it like it's in all caps.
Moxie's Shaughnessy, Friday Eve. Wow. I have never seen so many good looking ladies in one place. I have a couple of favorites. Maybe you are one of them.
Oh, gross.
Moxie's.
And, kind of weird. I feel like that was sent from like their text phone or like texting it or something.
I really wish you could control who checks you out. I really wish there was a way that you could control that.
You wear the worst outfit possible. There you go.
You don't go running up.
You wear a burlap sack.
you don't go running up and down stairs with all your muscles and no shirt on.
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
Oh, you get it now. You finally get it.
It took me an hour, but I think I finally get it, Rochelle. Yeah. So I'm a little bit slow on the...
The girl version would have been the girl wearing just the sports bra.
Yeah.
And just leggings.
Leggings.
Stretching at the top of the stairs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's the girl
version.
Or
there is like short shorts are back, like running shorts. Those are back.
Those are really short now.
They're really,
holy
really
cow.
Short.
Like you can see the butt cheeks.
Yeah.
Do you remember when we were in high school, Andrea?
Okay.
And your gym clothing consisted of what? What was your gym clothing in high school?
It was like black shorts and a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you were lucky, you would get a Body Shop t-shirt. You know,
a what?
With like the Save the Animals picture on it or something.
Okay.
No, you don't remember that?
No, I didn't have that. But
okay.
All right.
That was a thing in my school. That wasn't in high school, though. That was junior high. And Umbra shorts were a thing.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
The soccer shorts.
Okay.
But those were baggy.
No, you know what? We did have the style that's in now, like running shorts, but they are much longer. They were longer.
Yeah.
But they were short then. Was what we would think of short.
Yeah.
Another way short.
And now you're lucky if it covers your butt cheeks. So mm-hmm. I think that's too short. That's like mini skirt short.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes I would even wear spandex shorts underneath Umbro shorts. That was the
I remember that look.
Oh, is that cool?
That was cool.
I thought you were being like really conservative.
No, it was just cool.
Oh, okay.
To be like, I'm so layered. I'm layered under my shorts.
I'm gonna pass out from heat stroke.
Awesome show.
It might have been.
I think so.
Yeah. Because remember, you would wear like those waffle shirts, those waffle long sleeve shirts, and then a short shirt over top.
Sir, what? Hold on. What waffle? What are you talking about?
Like underwear, like long underwear.
Long underwear.
Oh, okay. Like, yeah.
Material. Yeah. Mine had pink snowflakes on it.
Oh, that's fantastic. Nice. Pink snowflakes, huh?
Yeah, it was cute.
Well, thank you for listening to Tip Tap Tip. We're wrapping up the show in a nice package.
Thank you, Andrea, for coming on our show. Check out her podcast,
Joyful Parenting Podcast.
Joyful Parenting.
Next episode coming out soon.
Dropping any minute now. any day now.
Dropping any day.
However, will not be issuing parenting advice on Tip Tap Tip.
No, we'll be saving that for when we appear on.
Never. We'll save that for never.
When we're guests on Andrea's podcast.
Yes.
Right?
No, yes. I don't want to do that.
You don't?
No way. You want to give out parenting advice? We are not qualified.
Yeah.
You guys do have some good ideas.
We are parents, but we're not parenting specialists.
Yes.
Check out us on a variety of different things. our website, tiptaptip.com. Rochelle is on Instagram, Rochelle Skilling Art.
And I will be posting videos and art content and stuff about my upcoming show.
Yeah, your most recent post was of me eating breakfast in bed.
Yeah, half naked.
Thanks. We're also on Instagram, Tip Tap Tip Show. You can see all the stuff related to the show, including latest episodes, behind the scenes stuff, including I did this the other day. I posted, I found all 14 episodes of the podcast I did before Tip Tap Tip. I just posted a screenshot of that saying, never going to be available on the web.
So I have a question for our listeners.
Sure.
Who votes for Eric to pose nude for a painting?
Oh, no, no, no. Not going to happen.
I vote yes.
Well, it's one vote.
I saw a very big canvas.
Okay, it's a very big canvas that needs to be filled with Eric's body.
Oh, my goodness. if you like the music that
at tiptaptip.com. Send us an email.
If you like the music that you listen to, you can check out our Spotify playlist, Tip Tap Tip Episode Music. Do a search for that. You can listen to all the shows that we played on this episode, on previous episodes and stuff. Give us a rating on Apple Podcasts, preferably 5 stars, preferably a nice rating saying how much you love us. And info@tiptaptip.com if you want to give us
an email to vote for a naked picture of Eric.
Oh my, yeah, sure.
Naked painting.
Okay, that's all I got to say. Thanks for listening. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
And my name is Andrea.
Bye.
Talk later. Bye.
Bye.